Good morning. We give a very warm welcome to all those joining our podcast service this morning. Our worship today is led by our good friend, Mr. Alex Walker, lay leader at South Leeds URC, to whom we are most grateful. The Mission and Care Group meeting that was planned for the 12th of May will now take place on Tuesday the 25th of May at 7 for 7:30 on Zoom. As you will see from the May newsletter, the minister and elders met last week and agreed that we should reopen the church for live worship at Pentecost on Sunday the 23rd of May at 10:45 a.m. The service will include the celebration of Holy Communion and the baptism of Nduka and Grace's son, Chinnererum. Next Sunday, our podcast service will be led by the Reverend Nash.
Hello and welcome. My name is Alex Walker and I am the elder in lay leadership at the United Reformed Church in South Leeds. It is a pleasure to be back to lead this podcast service on behalf of the church and community at Headingley St Columba's, and I hope that with the current lifting of restrictions, you are all well and able to live a little more like we used to. I bring with me and offer the hand of fellowship from my home church in South Leeds. Our congregation have started meeting in our beautiful garden for a short act of worship every Sunday before we reopen inside at Pentecost on May 23rd. It has already proven to be a good use of our often overlooked spaces that we can use to glorify God. Our call to worship this morning is taken from Psalm 22. Verses 22, 23, and then 31. I will declare your name to all my people. In the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honour him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. Our opening hymn today is Crown Him with Many Crowns, a hymn that glorifies not just God with our praise, but reminds us of his goodness to us. Please join in as you are able.
Thank you.
We come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time to hear your word and renew our spirits. We give you thanks that we can do that freely and openly, away from oppression and judgment in our faith in you. We praise you for the goodness you have bestowed on us this week as we have lived in your world, in our communities, and that you have shown and given us many blessings and good things. We pray that we may be encouraged and strengthened in these blessings and be a blessing to you in return. Lord God, we acknowledge now that we are not the disciples you call us to be, that we often let the side down in how we act, how we think, and what we say to each other and about each other. We offer you our confessions as we pray for forgiveness. When we confess our sins, you forgive us. When we repent from our old ways, you bless us. We thank you for that forgiveness. Forgiveness ultimately offered through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross at Calvary. We pray that we may have the courage and the strength to forgive as you do, and the will to not repeat the easy ways of sin, but to walk firmly with you. Lord God, we offer these prayers in your name.
Amen.
We say the words Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Our first reading this morning is our Gospel reading. It comes from John chapter 15, covering the first 8 verses. It speaks of the relationship between Jesus and the disciples. It is read by Grace Nduka.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
Thank you.
Our second reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21, a passage that talks of the very nature of love and where it all originates. Our readers are Margaret and Alec Brown John.
1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they've seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
Love songs have permeated and reflected the culture in which they were written for centuries. Whether it be Greensleeves or a Shakespeare sonnet, a Baroque opera piece, Elvis Presley or Ed Sheeran, the topic of love is ever present in all of our favourite concertos, operas and on our favourite records and albums. Some of my favourite love songs include Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with It, The Darkness with their bombastic I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and Elvis's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. I'll spare you the joy of hearing me sing them. The same could be said for our literature and movies. I get quite fed up with action movies that shoehorn a sloppy and saccharine sweet love story amongst the explosions and car chases. My wife finds the explosions and car chases often get in the way of the love story. There's a different sermon in there somewhere. In classical literature, there are four kinds of love that permeate our stories, songs, legends and tales. They are eros, storge, philia and agape. Only two of those terms are used in the Bible, but let's quickly examine all four. The first, eros, is perhaps the one that we know through popular culture the best, but struggle with biblically the most. It is romantic love, physical love, sexual love. As a church, the United Reformed Church has been very forward-thinking when it comes to this kind of love. tackling issues like gay marriage and marriage after divorce in a way that other denominations struggle with. But that isn't really what Eros is about. It's about the physical act of love. As fellowships, we don't often like talking about it, and we could assume that it's never talked about in the Bible, but it is. It is safe to presume that Adam and Eve, Noah and his wife, Abraham and Sarah, and even Mary and Joseph felt this physical attraction, but in reality, most of our biblical teachings put this Eros love in negative connotations. David and Bathsheba, Samson and Delilah, and the woman at the well who marries men for security and prosperity. Yet there is an entire book of love poems in the form of Songs of Solomon, which talks about stags stalking deer. Mrs. Walker and I had a reading from there at our wedding, no less. There is nothing wrong with this kind of love as long as it is not used as the sole form of love in our relationships. At school, I am constantly hearing gossip of broken relationships because after the Eros, there's none of the others. Indeed, physical love is the basis of our very existence, but it shouldn't be the be-all and end-all of our lives. Storge is a more familial kind of love. The kind of love you feel after spending a long time with someone or something. I say something because we all have possessions we would struggle to part with. In my case, it's my Fender Telecaster guitar. It's been all over Europe with me. It's seen me at my best and my worst. The neck on the guitar has worn down in a way that makes it easy for me to play, but almost impossible for anybody else. It is my favourite thing. This kind of love is the love we often have for church, our buildings, congregations, and ceremonies. It is arguably the most mundane yet pivotal kind of love we can feel, safe and constant. Yet when someone or something threatens it, we react perhaps the strongest. We can survive with just this kind of love in our lives, but we rarely truly flourish. It is also the kind of love that is most easily misused, with families often broken by the abuse of the relationship that forms with this kind of love. Our third is philia, a brotherly love. The words philia and adelphos were merged to name the city of Philadelphia in America, the city of brotherly love. Philo is the word used to describe Jesus' love for Lazarus and the disciples. It is a word that when merged with storge, it can mean brotherly affection or devotion. It is the love that resonates behind the saying, you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family. It is the love we feel when united in thought, word and deed to one another. It is the kind of love that keeps marriages going, work colleagues together and churches functioning. Our last is agape. This is the newest concept of the four, as it never really appeared in literature until the Bible was widely distributed. The word appears over 250 times in the New Testament, and for good reason. Agape is sacrificial love, a love that gives everything, a godly love. The word didn't hold any real significance until New Testament times and is rarely used outside of these contexts. Yet its concept is used time and time again in books. In Lord of the Rings, Gandalf the Grey gives himself so the Fellowship can escape a giant flaming beast. In Harry Potter, it is the sacrificial love of Harry's parents that protect him from the killing curse Voldemort tries to use on him as a baby, and that makes him stronger than Voldemort. In war movies and action films, characters give their own lives to save their comrades in arms. This agape love is the love described in 1 Corinthians 13, when Paul writes about being patient and kind and all the rest, and is the love written about in both of our passages today. In 1 John we read about how all love comes from God. They are blessings in all its forms, but it's agape that we live with. It is the sacrifice of Jesus that gives us the strength to carry our own crosses. When we acknowledge that love is God-given, we acknowledge the sacrifice and love shared on the cross on Calvary. It is this love that means we can come to God as branches fed by the vine. It is this love that means we can love our enemies as ourselves. It is this love that roots us with God and his Holy Spirit, dwelling in and among us. We can live, and many do, without agape love, but it makes the others unstable and often difficult. But by living with the spiritual and sacrificial love, we can draw people to us and in turn pass it on to others. Of the four, it is the love for others over ourselves instead of love we feel for ourselves and our lives. So please, as we start to leave restrictions and lockdowns behind, live with the true love of God in your heart and in your lives. And I pray we will all be blessed. Amen. Our next hymn reflects our message for the day. Let us build a house where love can dwell. Please join in as you are able. We come to our time where we pray for the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us the courage, strength, faith and humility to love with kindness, service and compassion in our hearts. We pray that as the world around us may act with greed and ugliness, we may be willing and able to love those who have nothing to offer in return. That we may show your love for all through our love for others, and that we are willing to be loved in return. We pray, remember those who don't feel loved or feel deserving to be loved. For those whose hearts and spirits have been broken by people and situations that have taken their love for granted, and that those who search for it may find it by your grace, even if they don't recognise you in the midst of it. We give you thanks for the vaccine as it continues to be rolled out. We give thanks for how smoothly and easily it seems to have gone, and how we feel safer and better off for it. We pray that as the younger people start receiving it, we can continue to meet each other again, thinking of this and many churches planning to meet inside their sanctuaries again, and the important work that can continue. We give you thanks for the people who have helped and served during lockdowns, and we pray that we can thank them properly in person soon. We give you thanks for the safe return of our children to schools and colleges around our nation, and for the shops and cafes that have reopened, giving people their livelihoods back. We pray that whilst this is exciting after so long, you also keep us sensible and cautious, so we don't have to lock down again. We pray for our city, a complicated, multifaceted city that thrives and buzzes through the interaction of people. We pray for our city's sick and lonely, for the homeless and the grieving. We remember those in our communities who feel trapped and scared, people living in abusive situations that cannot find a way out. We pray for our support and health workers, overburdened as they are, that they may feel encouraged to carry on with the difficult tasks ahead. We pray for our nation, a nation about to go to the polls again to elect local and regional leaders, a nation divided by politics and policy, ideology and morals. We pray that this year may be one of renewal, renewal in what's important, togetherness, fellowship and love. We pray for our leaders and influencers that they have wisdom, kindness and compassion, that they may have good intentions and may be drawn to justice for the many in their decision making. We pray for our world, for the people in it who face fear every day, those who are victims of hate, greed and corruption. We pray that your light may shine through their windows, that your goodness may be cast upon them, that they may find the security we often take for granted. We pray for India, as they struggle with a huge second wave of the virus, that they may receive the help needed to stop the spread and cure the sick. We pray for the countries struggling to obtain vaccines, that through international cooperation we can eradicate this threat together. Heavenly Father, we also remember those who are victims of climate change and environmental disasters. We pray for those who have lost their homes and lives through fire, water, heat and cold. We pray that we may be better custodians of your world, and that we may be called to do our part in keeping it safe. Lord God, we now offer up the people, the places, the stories and the faces that are on our minds at this time. We offer all that is important to us, to you, now. Heavenly Father, hear our prayers this day and grant us that we may see them answered, and in them feel the blessing that comes with it. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Our closing hymn today is one that rededicates the singer into both servitude and recognition of God. One of my favourites. I hope you get some joy from singing it too. I, the Lord of sea and sky. Again, please join in as you are able. All that is left for me to do is to thank you for listening and to express my gratitude to all those who have contributed to this service. I have enjoyed preparing this and my other podcasts for you, but I look forward with anticipation to be able to lead you in worship face to face very soon. Indeed, on a personal note, I would like to thank everyone who has contributed over the last year to these podcasts. They have become an important part of my church life during lockdown and the COVID season. We close with a blessing. So go and declare, God loves you and all you love comes from him, and dwell in these blessings. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.